Members aged 14 to 18 and...
Sorry, I might have stuffed that up for you.
Okay.
Oh,
no. I don't know where that's gone.
You carry on, I'll get Andrew to fix it.
Okay, yep. And for leaders, it was so cool to have the fellowship of our team. We're real close, and it was really hard to say goodbye. A lot of tears, but we all made it. But we started our journey at boot camp in Aussie, and it was pretty intense. We were up at 5 o'clock each morning, running an obstacle course first thing. So these are some pictures from boot camp. At boot camp, we had classes on evangelism, so that top one over there. We also had night rallies, which involved a song that we came up with each day about what we did. And for us, it turned out to be a lot of rap battles. And worship and a guest speaker each night, previous missionaries, and they were really good. We also, our plates that we had to wear, our group was kind of quite messy, so we had to learn how to be clean. So we had to wear our plates around our necks for the whole day and clean the bathrooms. We also became tradies. We learned how to lay bricks, dig some holes, do a bit of landscaping, did a bit of carpentry, painting, foundation work. Yeah, we're qualified tradies now. End of boot camp, we flew to Thailand, 3 plane flights. We arrived in Chiang Mai, which is a city in North Thailand, quite late, and slept in the changing rooms of a pool. That was probably one of the best nights of sleep, to be honest. We had pillows. But we did arrive without our bags. The next day, we drove to Mae Hong Son, where we were based in Thailand. It was a not quite 200-kilometre drive, but it took us 8 hours. That road's pretty famous for its mountain of 1,864 turns, so it was quite windy. But we arrived in Thailand, and the next day we... started threshing rice. We threshed 2.2 tons of rice, and it's one of those things you can say you've done, but I wouldn't recommend it. So that top picture is me. What you have to do is you have to like wrap it up in this bundle with like nunchucks, like those karate things. It's kind of hard to explain. And then you whack it against a board and all the rice falls out. And then that top corner picture is, I don't know if you guys can see it very well, but you have like this plate and then you chuck it, the rice, and then you use weed eaters to blow all the little bits of grass back out of it, and then you ended up with a massive pile of rice. We ate a lot of rice as well. Breakfast, lunch and dinner. Other work that we did was bricklaying. We learnt how to bricklay in Aussie, but it was quite cool to see the difference between Aussie and Thailand. We used trails in Aussie, and then we used bamboo in Thailand, and we had the luxury of water from a tap in Aussie, but in Thailand we had to walk down to the river to fetch buckets of water. We also had to shower out of those buckets of water and do our dishes, so there was a lot of trips down to the river. We also laid a slab of concrete up atop of a hill. This was on our last day before we headed back, so we only had a day to finish this. So don't look too hard at that top middle photo, it's a bit rough. But it was at a top of a hill that we had to lay it, so we had all our supplies and everything were dropped at the bottom. So we had to run up the hill since we had no time, carrying sacks of sand, rocks, concrete, and buckets of water. It's pretty tiring, but we managed to complete it. We also taught English at our local school. It was about a 10-minute walk from where we were each day for 2 hours each afternoon. These kids were so cute. It was a lot of improvising because these kids were actually way smarter than we thought. They know their left and rights better than I do. But on the last day, it's kind of hard to see, but that bottom corner photo, the whole school lined up in a line and we had to go along and hug each one of them and say goodbye. And they were all in tears, and then my team was in tears, and that walked back, just everyone was in tears. They were just so sweet and so giving, and yeah. In Thailand, we also had opportunities to do a bit of sightseeing. So it's a very beautiful place. This is the bamboo bridge. It's made out of bamboo over rice fields. But there was also a monk monastery there, so there was a lot of weird statues. It was kind of creepy, but we also went to these fish caves. You probably can't see the fish in the water, but there were heaps of fish. They're quite big. But we sat there and did our morning devotions there. So we read and just prayed for half an hour alone, and it was so cool to be amongst God's creation. And yeah, it was very pretty. It was a national park in Thailand. We ate some weird coloured chicken afterwards, and yeah. Our last sightseeing, we went to Ban Rak Kai, which is also known as a Chinese village. It's built on tea fields. So we tasted some tea and we walked up some hills to get to the top to see the views. It was really pretty. This was on New Year's Eve. But on the way home, we ran into a bit of a problem. But one thing that we learned as a team, and I know I learned as well, is the importance of prayer. We were praying a lot and about everyone and everything. We had half an hour of dedicated time to our prayer closet each day as well. And on this New Year's Day, we were driving back home up over the mountain, Windy Mountain, on the backs of utes. I was in the front ute, and we were getting near the top, and we noticed that the ute behind us was no longer behind us. So we slowed down, and then we got to the top, and we haven't seen them yet, so we pulled over, and we waited 5 to 10 minutes, and they still weren't there, so we turned around, and at this point, we were getting a bit worried, so we started praying, and we get halfway down the mountain, and we just see some very happy faces sitting in a ditch and the car, the ute, with smoke everywhere. I don't know what happened. Something happened with the clutch or something. But we pulled over and we all hopped in the back of the ute. This was late New Year's Eve, so it was dark now, and we just sat there praying and worshipping and singing, and it was just such a cool experience. The Lord answered our prayer and sent us a mechanic at 10 o'clock on New Year's Eve, and we still managed to make it home by midnight to eat rice. But I will share one of my memory verses that we learned, James 5:16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Prayer is so powerful, and it's very good. It can do so much. And last slide. This is just some more random photos. So we, that was us writing letters at the top. There wasn't much letter writing going on then. Mum and Dad didn't receive a letter that week. This photo down here, it's a ute in Thailand. There's no road rules in Thailand. If you look hard enough, you can't see it actually. There's like a guy hanging off the side of that ute as well. Everyone's on the backs of utes. There's no such thing as seatbelts and working utes. I mean, I was broke down a few times. And that top middle one is our memory verses. We had 40 memory verses that we had to learn, so that was the memory verses sitting on the egg carton in the kitchen while we were trying to learn them all while cooking dinner. Rice, believe it or not. And then the bottom middle one is actually us back at debrief in QuizOff. I don't know if you guys have seen those things on the Christian channels on TV of those kids that just recite massive passages from the Bible, but that was us. Maybe not as intense, but it was pretty fun. That top left corner, right corner, it was us at church. It was just a wee garage. There were about 20 of them there. It was so cool to go along, be invited, and despite our different cultures, we were still able to come together and worship the same God. And yeah, we were singing in English, but they were singing in Thai, and yeah, we did a few presentations. It was so cool. And that bottom one is our host missionaries where we stayed at House of Hope, which is a children's home. Most of them are orphaned, but they are the most giving and kindest people. We were able to form heaps of close relationships, and by our last night in Thailand, we slept in the room that we built out of bricks together, just cuddling and just being close because it was so cold. Thailand was actually really cold. I was expecting it to be hot, but yeah. And I will finish with one verse, not a memory verse, so don't quote me on this one. Ephesians 3:8, unto me who am less than the least of all saints, that I have been given this grace to preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. There are so many unreached people out there, and they all deserve to know the love of God. And that was shown in Thailand, so many unreached people. Yeah, that's it. Heap more stories, but yeah.
So if we have a fellowship lunch, are you thinking you're going to be helping cook the rice? I think there are possibly heaps of different ways you can do that. Lots of discussion. Hey, look, really, really appreciate, and I'm sure that's only a snippet of the whole deal, but the experience and everything that the Lord's been teaching you, and you've experienced another culture. And that's just so expanding. So we are delighted to hear that. We're delighted to see what the Lord's doing through you and where the Lord's going to lead you as we go forward. So really want to thank you for sharing that this morning. Thank you so much. Let's pause to pray, and then we'll head to our morning tea. What a good day to be in your presence, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to come together as a church family to celebrate the love of our God, to enjoy the mercy of God, to be excited again about the purposes of God, and to hear stories of what you are doing in other parts of the world through people that you have called out of darkness into your wonderful light. And they have obeyed and listened and want to share that with others as well. Help us to be inspired this week as we move into it in your will. Not real sure what's going to happen, but it's we seek your face at the beginning of this week and ask for your presence and your help and your empowering to be your church in all sorts of places this week, talking to all sorts of people, interacting and showing your care, your love, and your desire for people. So thank you for each other and for this time we can spend together as a church family. We want to pray for the children as they are involved in Rosedale Kids out the back, that they will experience your presence, your touch there as well, and you will connect with them. Thank you for each other and this time we can spend together and for our cup of tea together and time to talk. We appreciate all these things and what you are doing in our midst, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, praise the Lord. Thank you very much.